It is the most dangerous challenge we've ever faced, but it is also the greatest opportunity that we have ever had to make changes that we should be making for other reasons anyway.
That's former Vice President Al Gore, recorded earlier today at the Alliance for Climate Protection in Palo Alto, California. Earlier today, Gore was named co-winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, along with the International Panel on Climate Change. Gore pledged to donate 100% of his share of the $1.5 million Nobel Prize money to the Alliance for Climate Protection, a nonprofit organization trying to change public opinion worldwide about the urgency of solving climate change. Here are Gore's comments from this morning's press conference at the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Thank you all very much. I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive this award. I want to thank the Nobel Committee, and it is even more significant because I have the honor of sharing it with the IPCC, which is the world's preeminent scientific body focused on improving our understanding of the climate crisis. And it's made up of individuals who have tirelessly and selflessly worked on this for so many years. Tipper and I will go to Oslo, and I will accept this award on behalf of all of those who have been working so long and so hard to try to get the message out about this planetary emergency. There have been so many thousands of people who have worked as long as I have, and there have been so many activists who have been trying to sound the alarm. And Tipper and I are here because we had a pre-scheduled work session at the Alliance for Climate Protection. We're going to donate 100% of the proceeds of this award to the Alliance for Climate Protection. That amount is very small compared to the enormous challenge that lies ahead, and the Alliance for Climate Protection, headed by Kathy Zoe, is organizing a massive grassroots movement and a mass advertising campaign, all focused together on trying to change the way people think in our country and all around the world about the urgency of the climate crisis. It is the most dangerous challenge we've ever faced, but it is also the greatest opportunity that we have ever had to make changes that we should be making for other reasons anyway. This is a chance to elevate global consciousness about the challenges that we face now. Just 2 weeks ago, there was a report from part of the scientific community about the accelerated melting of the North Polar Ice Cap. Now, unbelievably, they tell us that unless we act with great urgency, the entire North Polar Ice Cap could be gone in less than 23 years. I could give you hundreds of other examples of how the alarm bells are going off in the scientific community and how the scientists themselves, some of whom have been active with the IPCC are here today. They've been trying to get the attention of the world community. For my part, I will be doing everything I can to try to understand how to best use the honor and recognition of this award as a way of speeding up the change in awareness and the change in urgency. It truly is a planetary emergency, and we have to respond quickly. There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. We have to go far, quickly. And that means we have to quickly find a way to change the world's consciousness about exactly what we're facing and why we have to work to solve it. I'm going back to work right now. This is just the beginning. And the Alliance for Climate Protection is going to be charging straight ahead. I want to congratulate the IPCC again, and again thank the Nobel Committee. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Gore didn't take any questions from the press and thus shed no light on the biggest question burning in people's minds. Will he run for president in 2008? For Earth Stories on podtech.net, I'm Catherine Girardeau.